T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, joining us here to take a look at what's going on. I mean, Jill, throughout the last year and a half, we've never had a shortage of things to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm, never.
This week, you're looking at the housing market, which, you know, we kind of have not really focused on a ton. I think, you know, it's very hot in the spring and the summer, and people may be wondering, is it still, you know, what we were hearing about back then? Is it still red hot?
Well, I would say that it is just hot. It's not like boiling over. It's not crazy, which is really what was going on. I mean, all the way back in May and June of this year, prices, we were seeing annual price growth, like housing prices shooting up by over 20% from the year previous. So that's a huge jump, obviously. But, you know, listen, there's a complicated story here. And if we unpack it, what we see surging demand as, you know, obviously amid COVID, a number of people were flooding into the market. They were maybe working from home or decided once and for all, I'm going to take these low mortgage rates and make the plunge and go find a home. And so we saw a lot of that demand pull forward. And so people jumped into the market, drove prices higher, activity started to really escalate. Now, then on the other side, we just have constrained supply as a lot of the inventory had been gobbled up for almost a decade by some of the big private equity companies, pulled housing stock off the market. They used it as rentals. More people jumped in. Not enough people were moving because they couldn't sell. They didn't know where they were going to go, so they wouldn't list their homes. So we just don't have enough inventory. So right now, if you look at the median home price for an existing home, and you know, existing homes are about 3/4 of the market. It's over $350,000. That's a lot of money, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. So we're seeing a lot of first-time home buyers just get shut out of the market, mostly because they don't have the equity in a previous home to roll into a new home. And also, look, it is tough to buy when you're really competing with all cash offers and people who are willing to waive inspections. So if you are a risk-averse person, you're not jumping into the market in the way that others are right now.
Yeah, it is still crazy. You still see homes that, you know, I look at just my neighborhood around here where we moved in not even 5 years ago. And there's homes similar sizes, you know, similar insides, double the price. I mean, we're looking at it like, wow, did we get a deal? Or maybe we should be doing something. Like, is there something a homeowner can do now if they know that the market is still hot in their area to capitalize on this?
That is a fantastic question because, you know, at some point you might say to yourself, well, I want to take advantage of this. How can I use this? Now, this is a tough decision to make because you still have to live somewhere. So here's some of the ideas that people are doing when they have those homes. Some people are saying, well, I'm going to refinance, get some of that equity out, and maybe do something to my home that I always wanted to do. Of course, you know, you have to be patient. We know that there is a supply chain issues, but so someone like you might say, hey, you know what, when I bought this house, I really wanted to do a big kitchen project. I didn't have enough money to do it at the time, but maybe now you refi and actually you could do that project. Other people are doing something fascinating. I've been hearing from folks on the podcast and the radio show, and there are some people who are saying, you know what I'm doing? I'm taking part of my home, and I'm building a second dwelling on the property. I'm going to Airbnb one part. I'm going to rent that out and do that, and then I'm going to live in the other part. So there are people who are doing very interesting things with that equity. But most importantly, for, you know, if you do have to live somewhere and you're really looking to buy, I'd be very careful not to dive into something that you can't afford over the long term. We don't want people to buy a home, which then precludes them from paying down their other debt, maybe student loan, or maybe they can't even fund retirement because they've stretched on a home. So you've got to be careful with that.
Yeah. Don't want to rush into something or feel pressured to, at least. It reminds me of something you've said in the past, which is, you know, renting. So often people are like, oh, you know, just throwing away money, not really getting any equity. And I remember you saying you're kind of buying flexibility with that.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that what happens is that people get very flummoxed by this whole situation. They say, you know, oh, well, you know, I don't want to be a renter for my whole life. I'm like, well, why not? Maybe it's okay. Now, I'm not saying it's for everyone, but if you're paying a reasonable amount of rent compared to what it would cost you to carry a home, then it does make sense. You've got opportunities. You're not tethered anywhere. And as much as I'd like to think that a lot of people are very happy working from home, and that's a good thing, for others, it may be that you really do want to move closer to your work, because work is going to be more and more in person as we come out of this awful COVID era.
Yeah, interesting to watch. We're talking so much about work and the job and some of the shortages. One of the top stories this morning, this National Association for Business Economics, still kind of talking about not just the supply chain, but the amount of workers looking to fill some of these jobs. Jill, I was thinking of another thing that might go into this, and that is how many employers are still picking and choosing, right, and being picky. I was trying to think back to when I was a teenager applying to a lot of these jobs, and I was turned down by everybody. You know, I applied to like five, you know, entry level, you know, very low rung of the ladder jobs before I could get my foot into somewhere. And I would imagine that a lot of, even faced with the shortage, a lot of employers still have that mindset.
Well, listen, I think that it's funny you bring this up, because it's a great parallel to the housing market, that the dynamics between the buyer and the seller has shifted, right? Now the seller has all of the power, whereas buyers for a long time had a lot of power. Same thing with the employer and the employee, that for a long time, yes, if you came of age in a certain period over the last, say, 20 years, it was literally the employer could pick and choose and, you know, sit there and say, well, you know, Brian's a nice guy, but I've got 20 other Brians out here. Well, the same thing's going on right now in the labor market, where the tide has turned. And workers have much more power. Well, I'm not seeing so much that the employer is being so choosy. I think that what's happening is that there are still a lot of companies and a lot of places where they have not been able to really come to terms with the fact that that power dynamic has shifted. And that if I hear one more employer say, oh, you know, I just can't find anyone. Well, you know how you find people? You pay them more. And if you can't pay them more, then you cannot compete in this current labor market. And that may sound like kind of a harsh reality, but it used to be a harsh reality when I would say to people, like, you know what? That's a job. Take the job. There aren't that many jobs available. Now there are plenty of jobs. And so I'm telling the same thing to employers, that, hey, if you can't afford to pay people the wages that they can make elsewhere, then you've got to make a different decision as an employer. Either you pay them more, give them more flexibility, give them benefits, or maybe you don't have a business that can compete right now.
The climate shifts faster than your mindset does.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to steal that from you.
All right, Jill. So feel good. Free. Check will be in the mail, I'm sure. Jill,
yes,
Schlesinger,
of course.
Jill on Money, joining us live here every single Monday, and you can hear her program here every weekend on WBEM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.